I don't want him whining.
Okay, here we are, everybody. Welcome to the first virtual episode ever of The Sip. We've had some technical difficulties, but I think we've arrived. Here we are to see another week. The show powers on, even though the two of us can't be together. Do you feel like an energy shift? I mean, we're also chrysalis.
We're chrysalis. Yeah, I think it's weird that you're not here.
Like, you would ever let me grace your bedroom. I've been in your bedroom once.
Yeah, you're like the only one that's ever been in my bedroom.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel honored. How come the Sip poster isn't hanging right above your bed? Just to really be an homage to you and
Listen,
me and everything
I never
we've accomplished.
I never wanted to be ungrateful, but there's nothing on the back of the fucking poster for me to hang it up. So
what
I've
do
just
you
been
mean?
Waiting.
The back, I framed
there's
it.
No, what, baby?
Oh, you need like a wire to attach.
Yeah.
I could do that for you next time I'm in LA, if that means that we're going to get it in the background.
Well, next time we do this, I'm pretty sure I'll be in my new house.
Oh my gosh. Well, hold on. Let's start the show. Hello, you guys. Oh, yeah, and welcome to another episode of The Sip. I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by
Elizabeth Home. Okay.
It doesn't work the same with my spirit fingers when you're not next to me. So I'm mourning the loss of what was. But hopefully, okay, before we get to your house, I'm just saying hopefully virtual episodes aren't frequent. We just like couldn't make it work this time with the move. It's been chaotic and everything that's going on. We couldn't make it back to California. So I flopped. I failed. But now...
I don't think you flopped and failed. I think you cleaned up your background. It looks really nice.
You're like,
no, I can't see you. You're gone. Your image is completely gone. So I was just trying to pretend like you were actually there, but I'm trying to figure out why your image is gone. But all I see is a little microphone for you now.
Oh, no.
Ryland's video has been disabled due to internet quality issues. Oh, it's you. You're the problem. Their video is still recorded.
On whose end? It says I have four.
Yours. So we can just keep going. I don't need to see your stupid face.
I don't ever want to do this again. I'm telling you right now.
Well, I'll see you in Colorado next week, baby. But like, I don't think it's a huge fail because I might start streaming because my camera is working fine. And this.
What are you going to stream about? Okay.
I don't know, but catch me on Twitch and find out.
let's catch the people up to speed. You and your exciting life news.
Oh, we got the house. We got the house I wanted, the house of my dreams, and we're moving on the 17th, and I couldn't be more excited.
So
I have a bathtub now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I haven't had a bathtub in forever. I just had black mold, but now I have a fucking bathtub.
And I was actually with Lizzie when she got the call, and I thought the house was going to fall down because of her high-pitched scream. But it was very exciting, and then we all got to celebrate not at Red Lobster, but at Chili's.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten to go to Red Lobster, but I really freaking want to. I might just go to the Boiling Crab. When I broke into the shed to steal the podcast equipment for this episode, I almost stopped at the Boiling Crab on the way home.
Yuck.
Oh my God, I hate that you're like this.
It's just not for me. I've already told you, like, I don't know. I don't know about that. So you get to move in. You're all set and ready to go?
No, I wish you could see my room right now because, like, I've cleaned from behind me on. But in front of me is a clusterfuck disaster. I still haven't unpacked some presents from my wedding. Hold on. I'm just going to take a picture of it really quick so you guys can see it. But yeah, no, everything's a disaster. We're probably not going to start packing until the week of the move.
It's a lot to pack. Like, I underestimated how much stuff you like keep in random places of your house, and you're like, oh, I gotta pack that too. Have you already went and got boxes and everything? Because it's gonna creep up on you fast, and then it's gonna be too late.
I'm probably gonna get boxes this weekend, but I just we don't want to be like living amongst boxes. Like, our house isn't super big, so if we start packing shit up now, like, we can't really live in the space, and it's kind of awful.
Well, I guess
we're just gonna hit the ground running.
And if it's not super far and you don't have to be out of the house at a certain date, you can make as many trips back and forth as you want.
That's the one obnoxious thing about this. We have to be out of this house on the 17th. And we have to be in that
house. On the 17th?
Yeah. But we can't get into the other house until the 17th.
Yikes.
So everything kind of has to... It's not nothing. So we have a strategy. I also don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a mover. Your video's back, by the way. Thank Jesus.
You already told us that you used to be a mover. But I don't know how much I trust your moving expertise, if I'm being honest.
Oh, I literally, my job was moving people from their houses to new houses. I would box up all their shit. I'd put it in boxes. I'd have stronger people put it onto a moving van or truck. And then I would go to the next property and unbox it and put it away.
So where were you when I was packing my house?
I hate that. I'm honestly considering burning all of my worldly possessions so that I don't have to fucking do that again. When I didn't have to do that job anymore, I was like, I'm never moving. I don't give a shit about the black mold. Like, I live here till I die, bitch.
Well, we ended up leaving a lot of stuff there just because we were so overwhelmed. And now I'm starting to think, I don't really miss any of it. So, like, you
then
could
let
just
me have your fucking couch.
The couch is something I miss. The couch is something I miss. Okay. But it won't match this new house. Well, I did.
So do we want to address the elephant in the room, Ryland?
What is that?
Since you just talked about moving across the country.
Oh my gosh. I even screenshotted because it was, people aren't wrong, but I'm also not wrong in my way of thinking. Like,
that's not true. You are.
Yeah, I'm not, though. Like, okay,
you did not
move
across the country, my beautiful boy.
I guess multiple times inside of my moving vlogs, I said, oh, moving across the country is so stressful, or I'm moving across the country. And I think a few times I did say I'm moving halfway across the country, which is more validated and realistic.
You're moving like two states away. Okay. There are 50 states.
So I screenshotted one of the girls and she said, I keep getting upset with Ryland saying across the country when they're moving three states over. And I felt super attacked because Shane also attacked me in the same way. He was like, when I was going through the footage, you kept saying across the country and it's not. And so I got mad at him too. And then there were all these comments saying it. And then Lizzie separately texted me the same thing. And I was like, ah,
no,
everyone just let
I
me
commented
live.
On somebody else's comment. And then you actually saw that comment. Because honestly, I've been living in a world where you can't see my comments on your videos.
Well, I've never seen Lizzie comment on my videos, but I think it was that exact comment because it like struck a chord with me that I went to see what other people were saying in that thread because there were like quite a few responses. And Lizzie isn't just leaving like standalone comments on my vlogs. She's going and responding to other people who are commenting on my vlogs that she agrees with. And
it's,
so
it's engagement. Engagement is good.
Oh my gosh. My battery says exhausted. You can't change while recording. You're fucking kidding me.
Well, I don't think anyone's actually fucking you. But is your did your camera just go away?
Yeah. Okay, we had another technical difficulty. My freaking camera died. I was like, Lizzie, go get a webcam. It will be
and
all
I
the rage.
Did.
But I'm going to use my fancy vlog camera. And my vlog camera, not only was it recording in 720p, which is like a bummer, but then the battery died or it overheated or something. So I'm like, I need to go take my own advice and get a webcam. But like I was saying, maybe I'm not moving across the country. I understand what you're saying. I hear you, and your thoughts and opinions are valid. But in my mind, uprooting my life and leaving to a place that I have to travel back to if I want to visit feels the same. So I think like the process of like, if I want to come see you, if I want to record the podcast, I have to book a plane ticket. So it might as well be across the country in my head.
Right.
You know
so what
saying?
You just, right. So what you just expressed is a feeling and that would be like, that falls under thought and a, like a maybe opinion, but what other people are saying actually does in fact qualify as a fact because it is not across the fucking country.
But it feels like it's still across some of the country. It's
yeah,
not just
for sure.
Like
it's across some
jump
states.
And a skip.
It's almost a 2-hour flight.
It's enough for me to have like existential crises over where I'm living.
Right. And that's fair. And that's real. But you are not really.
Okay. I will adjust my behavior to that of I moved halfway across the country. Would that make you feel like you've won?
I don't really care, but I just, it's, It's just one of those things. I'm also concerned that you said "mize well," as if "mize well" you think is a word. But I just want to make sure you don't think that.
Oh, your group chat with John's on fire. Who is it?
Sean. His name is Sean.
Even if I remembered his name, I would say it wrong just for the punch in the face.
The heck of it.
Yeah. All right. Before we get into more hot topics, we do have a sponsor for today's show, which just so happens to be Honey, who, oh my gosh, I love so much. We all shop online and we've seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one to your cart at checkout. It's free money when you're shopping online. It supports over 30,000 stores online. It ranges from tech to gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. I was recently restocking like toiletries for my house, toilet paper, paper towels, soap, all the things you need. And when I went to check out, Honey saved me $5 for doing absolutely nothing. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. so if you don't already have Honey, you could straight up be missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid in supporting this podcast as well. And I wouldn't recommend something I don't use. I love Honey. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/sip. That's joinhoney.com/sip.
Transition.
Yeah, we're gonna do it ourselves now. So I had some beef with Dancing with the Stars, and I didn't think I'd ever talk about Dancing with the Stars because I haven't watched it for 10 years. But I just have like a real problem with what's going on. It's personal beef with whoever is producing the literal show. Like, I cannot tell you how upset I am. Just because I feel like, I don't know, it's like real beef inside of me that I can't shake, because I was looking at the lineup and some are rumored, some are confirmed, but I'm just thinking like, okay, hear me out. Here's some of the confirmed or rumored contestants. JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
Like, she's a fucking dancer. Like, love her. Love JoJo. I, like, want the best for her. But, like, if I was your Joe Schmo, like, C-list celebrity that's, like, on a soap, it's, like, not fair to be dancing against somebody that was literally on Dance Moms, who,
that
like,
is a professional
I've seen
dancer.
The D-R-E-A-M music video. Like, it doesn't get better dancing than that. So it's like, she is a professional dancer. Like, she should be replacing one of the professional dancers. It's just not fair. And then there's this Amanda Klutz girl who's like a host on The Talk. Lots of drama over at The Talk. Anyways, I Wikipedia'd her and I was like, I thought she was a fitness instructor. And you like go and it's like fitness instructor, dancer. And it's like, not fucking fair. Not to mention, there's an Olympian gymnast, Suni Lee, who's like a gymnast. It's like these people are
made to dance.
Well,
a gymnast is not a dancer, but
not a dancer.
Why are you
but
acting
I feel
like the odds are stacked against you, and you're not even participating?
Because I would be pissed if I'm like Chrishell Stouse, who is on freaking Selling Sunset. I'm like pissed off that JoJo Siwa, who is like amazing at everything, who's like a talent goddess, is over here winning the Mirrorball trophy. And then now I'm starting to think like maybe nobody cares at all, and it's just like a fame grab.
Yeah, I definitely think you might be the only one who cares this strongly about it.
What do you like, mean? It's not fair. It's like
you're
joining...
acting like you're competing against them and that you're getting fucked somehow personally.
It's like wrestling. Wrestling is divided in weight divisions. And it's
so
like,
crazy.
That's me as like a 125 pounder wrestling a 200 pounder. It's not fair. It just like doesn't
make
sense.
Baby, it's a reality TV show. It's not a real competition.
But like these people need a fighting chance. I just think
who are these people? Like, who are you fighting for right now?
I don't know. Here, let me see. I could Google it. Dancing with, well, like, okay, for example, Olivia Jade's rumored to be on this season
of
Dancing with
I'm
the Stars.
I'm so sorry, but I don't give
a
fuck if
chance.
The odds are stacked against Olivia Jade. Like, I just don't care. It might be nice for the fucking shoe to be on the other foot for once in her life.
Okay, I'm not saying like in a personal stance.
No,
I'm saying
I know.
In a competition stance. It just really bugs me. So then I'm thinking the producers don't care. They just want whoever's going to get them views. Like, the show is no longer like celebrities having to what?
Right. But did you hear that JoJo's dancing with a girl and she's going to they're going to be the first same. I'm literally playing with a knife. Like, did you hear JoJo's going to be dancing with a girl?
No, I didn't. And that's great. I have nothing against JoJo.
You were just busy being upset about JoJo's abilities to know I think she's like a great, groundbreaking season of Dancing with the Stars.
I think she's a great talent. I think she is amazing at everything she does, like maybe too amazing at everything she does. So I was just saying, like, I'm out here fighting for the underdogs who are like going to be voted off episode one. So then I was just like, I guess nobody cares. It's a fame grab and the producers know it. The stars know it. And they're just going to like get as much attention from my grandma, who's the only one that I know that watches that show.
But so you got to be quiet. We're on air.
Then my other question was like, who would they cast that would make you tune into the show?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think
like
I'll
what
ever
could
tune
make
in.
You turn on the television.
Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Not
There's
much.
No one?
I don't think that there is one. You know I like JoJo. I literally got Paramount Plus to watch the J Team.
And she told me that she was like, I'm on my second version or my second run of the J Team.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is. I have the text. Lizzie watched the J Team twice.
I only watched it once. I literally don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, well, I don't watch these sonoric, how would you say, like, dinosaur-esque shows? Like, the network's
What do you mean it's a dinosaur-esque? What? Dinosauric
okay,
is
I was trying
also
to transition
not...
into something else. Okay, these competition shows that are on these major networks that nobody watches except for my grandma.
Right.
But still, there's 5 million grandmas out there watching, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So, like, I was just reeling it into... Oh, my gosh. I can't
Prehistoric
talk.
Might have been the word you were looking for, but I don't think that...
Segueing it into The Voice, because I think I will tune into The Voice for the first time ever now that Ariana is
a judge.
Gracing her presence. Like, I'm not going to stay for the whole season, but I definitely want to check it out to see, like, what she's doing over there.
I had some curiosity about The Masked Singer, but didn't even watch a full episode.
I watched the clips online. On YouTube. They do pretty good at putting the clips on YouTube.
This is a horrible segue, but I did want to bring up that new series on Netflix, Clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch any of it?
I saw the trailer with Adrian Grenier, my king from Entourage.
Oh my God, I'm such an idiot. I've been calling him Adrian Brody. Like everywhere I go. I'm like, the one with Adrian Brody? And everyone's like, no. And I'm like, what do you mean no? people come here for their news. So I binged all of it. I really enjoyed it. It's very fun. For sure, it's a little bit upsetting, but I do, without providing any spoilers, have to say, for those of us in our audience that have seen Clickbait, those sibling relationships, the way that they were depicted was fucking bizarre. And I wish you had seen it, Ryland, because it's the weirdest shit I've ever seen. Like, there are two sets of siblings specifically that I'm thinking about in the show. And both of them are portrayed as very physically close to each other. Mm. Like, there's a scene where Adrian, not Brody, and his sister in the show are, like, having a brother-sister moment. And she leans into him, like, literally... It looks so romantic. They're like on a waterfront by a fucking bridge and she leans her back into him and he like holds her from behind and is pressing his lips up against her like forehead Yuck. Cheek area. And I was watching it like literally had very uncomfortable vibes. I was like, is the secret of Clickbait that these two kiss on the mouth? Like,
so they're romanticizing incest?
They're not romanticizing incest at all. They're just showing relationships between siblings in a very romantic way, unintentionally. They're just trying to show that they have a close bond, but the way that they showed the closeness, from my perspective, is fucking disturbing. Weird. Yeah. And there's another couple of siblings where their sibling bond is shown by the two of them hanging out. Maybe they're getting stoned I don't think they're getting stoned, but this other sibling couple is just dancing romantically to music alone in a living room together. And I don't know.
Are you saying like you recommend the show? Is this how you're pitching us to watch it? Like,
no,
I love the
show, but I want to know, like, sound off in the comments below. Did you think these sibling relationships were very bizarrely depicted? Or am I like just a cold bitch and do I hate my siblings? Like, I don't know. Like, are you and Morgan like hanging out in the living room listening to Elton John like slow dancing? Exactly. Like,
no.
I can't picture. I know a bunch of siblings, like maybe two sisters would like dance around in a room together, but I've never seen like a male female sibling situation where they're literally slow dancing together alone in a living room.
Does it progress the story, or is it just like for no reason?
I mean, the closeness in the relationship is important for the story, but I don't think that they ever intended for it to be a romantic vibe. And that's what's so fucking confusing to me, because I want to like talk to this filmmaker about their relationship with their sibling and like see if maybe they could help me with mine. Like, I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Because like, it's, I don't know. It's weird. It was just super weird. So I wanted to know if other people thought it was weird, or if I'm just like a cold bitch. Right. I don't know.
Well, I can't weigh in until I watch it, but I will watch it. I've been finding time to watch TV now that we're getting more and more settled. And I've realized like not having time to watch TV or reset, like going to yoga, makes me a monster, because in LA, I had nothing but free time. Like I had my work pretty like scheduled, like podcast Monday, vlog, And so here, like I'm so overstimulated with so much family, with still moving, with getting settled and getting whatever. I've realized I'm a nightmare when I don't have me time. So I've been watching... Yeah. Flack. Have you heard of Flack?
No.
It's just if you need good TV recommendations, Flack, it's on Amazon Prime. She's like a celebrity fixer. She's like a PR crisis manager. So like when any of these celebrities are going through scandals, she like fixes their life. But she's also like a mess and like a recovering addict and like all of these fun. That's not fun.
Is
but
it
like
scripted
the show's
or
very
is it
fun.
Reality?
Scripted. And it's the oh, cool. girl. It's Anna Paquin is the main character. Oh.
She's I love her
character. And then I've also been watching Modern Love. Season 2 came out. If you need show recommendations, those are them for you. So yeah, those are great. Well, with that, yeah, we have another sponsor for today's show, which just so happens to be Babbel. When you're traveling to a destination and you don't know the language, it can be challenging to accomplish even the simplest of tasks, whether that be getting a ride to your hotel or shopping. As the world opens up, I plan to do more international traveling, and I don't plan on not knowing how to get around because of a language barrier. So thankfully, there's Babbel, the number one selling language learning app. Through Babbel's bite-sized lessons, you'll learn new language skills that you can actually use in the real world. From greetings, menus, and directions to gaining a deeper understanding of the culture, Babbel is a travel essential. Now, I go to Mexico a lot, so I've been trying to learn Spanish on Babbel. I took 3 years in high school, and let me tell you, in my short time on Babbel, I've learned way more than those 3 years I had in high school. So I can't wait to go and shop and really immerse myself in the culture with a better understanding than trying to have like some bystander translate for me. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other language and learning apps use AI for their lesson plan. But Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. And with Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can get access to podcasts, games, video stories, and even live classes. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. So right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for just the price of 3. Go to babbel.com and use promo code the sip. That's babbel.com, code the sip. Babbel, language for life.
And did you watch the D'Amelios?
I watched the first episode and then I skimmed a couple. It wasn't that I wasn't like, I'll probably go back and finish. I just haven't had time to like sit down and digest all like, what is it? 8 episodes.
Yeah.
And so did you watch it 2 times?
Yeah.
Like you
watched
the J team.
I watched it one time. But I did watch every episode of the D'Amelios. Kind
so
of.
So you liked it. You were entertained.
I was just on my couch for an extended period of time, but I like got up and got lunch without pausing it and came back and just stayed with wherever it landed. But, you know, I don't know. Do you have anything to say about it?
Well, from what I saw, like a lot of the episodes could have been like 5 minutes with like what happened. Like I understand like I think it's a good, like, you're sitting on the couch and it's like it's produced well and it like moves, but like storyline arc moments, like it's giving me like, I don't know if you've ever seen like Kathy Griffin's My Life on the D-List, but they're doing all these like crazy things. Like they get to experience all of these like going to award shows and all of these like crazy life highs that like celebrities would get to experience, but it's lacking like something for me. Like not enough is happening, but I'm still like it enough to for me not to click out. Like I wish them all the best. Like I'm not somebody that's hating on the D'Amelios. Like I think good for fucking them.
I think, well, if you stuck it out, you would see that it is a lot like what you just described the Kathy Griffin show is. Like, they do go to award shows. They do a bunch of celebrity shit that, like, is interesting to see. But the pivot or the nuance of this is showing behind this, like, the curtain, how fucked up and anxiety-induced these girls' lives are because of the public eye. And they have a... like Lil Huddy comes on the show and like a few other TikTokers come on the show and they all talk about like the third person perspective that's in their psyche of like, I don't do anything without thinking, oh, like what would this person say or how's this going to be viewed publicly and like how are they going to spin this to make me feel like a fucking stupid idiot. And like there's always like a running Twitter comment situation on the screen.
I did
of
notice
like
that. And it is hard because because like it is the lifestyle they're choosing, right? And like she had like Charlie is 16 or 17. She could either one that I was scrolling through, it's like her option is like go back to high school, which is like it's a little too late.
She can't
like,
really
she's already
do normally
catapulted. So it's like the only real trajectory is for her to like keep pushing forward. I think it's just better managing the way that she looks at the way others are talking about her or perceiving her, because I mean that's something I've had to learn for myself is like internet and entertainment, it's waves. Like people love you, people hate you, it's good, it's bad. And like
life period, not just for major stars, like sure it feels like a lot more because you can see the number of comments. So it seems like there's more people that like hate you, but it's only because statistically you know more people. But in real life, even for non-celebrities, these anxieties, these self-loathing thoughts that are prompted by what you believe is perceived of you is definitely something that you can get under control. Like you specifically, Ryland, have done a lot of work to like make your focus about how you perceive yourself and your character and valuing yourself based off of your character and making, do you know what I'm saying?
Well, and
it doesn't matter,
like,
what a stranger fucking says about you.
But correct. Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt if you let yourself fall into the hole. But what I'll say is like, I'm 1/100th of a Charli D'Amelio. Like she has 100 million followers. Like I don't know how many.
I think it's so, like 120 or something.
And
now.
Not only that, like she wasn't fully like she's a teenager when this is happening to her.
She
like
was 15 when it started.
I got to live my life, and then like internet happened for me at a fraction of how it's happening to her. And I just think when you become so big, there's so many people that like. It becomes this thing that's greater than her than like, now if she stops there, like what I did notice is there's a million people in their house at all time. There's camera crews. Yeah. There's this, there's already contracts signed for 100 brand deals. It's like, and she's 16. So it's like
the CEO of the company works out of the house. Like,
and
the makeup artists, the photographers,
the way I'm hearing her talk, like, oh, I have these deliverables and I have these contracts. It's just like for me, like a 16-year-old, it's
a
hard position to be in because like, why it's hard to like say goodbye to all of that and shut it off. But if like your kids or if they're not like mentally okay with this or they can't come to terms with the lifestyle, I think like the best thing is probably to pull back and like take a summer in Connecticut where they're from.
Yeah. Well, Charli even literally on the show said every single person that works for her family puts pressure on her. And I don't think she means that they're like actively putting pressure on her, but the fact that they exist and that their paychecks and livelihoods rely upon her and her work, that's a lot for a 16-year-old to have going on in their mind. Like when I was 16, I remember screaming and crying to my dad while we were driving down the main street of my small town, being like, I'm a fucking loser. Like, I nobody likes me. Like, everybody hates me. And I knew 10 people.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think no matter what, as a teenager, you have these heightened dysphoric ideas of yourself. And it's impossible to navigate these things because no matter what, every single person feels like they're weird or they're a freak or everything they're doing is wrong at that period in time because you're comparing yourself to right. all of these different things, like these made up personas on Netflix movies and like these relationships on the TV shows you're watching. And you just think, why don't I have that? Like, why don't I look like that? Why am I not the norm? But I think that when you get older, you sort of fall into this acceptance of the only thing that's normal is that every fucking person on this earth doesn't feel normal. Like, the one unifying thing we have is that we all feel fucking anxious. We all feel fucking out of place. And there's, I think, a lot of love that can be gained from that and understanding. It's like, wow, I don't feel well. This other human doesn't feel well. Why don't we focus our time and energy on being kind and spreading kindness? Like, why take the time to write something nasty about a 16-year-old on the internet? Who gives a shit that she's on TikTok? Don't watch the fucking TikTok. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. And well, when something becomes popular culture and it becomes something that just people, like, I'm sure we've said something that, like, we don't necessarily mean about the D'Amelios.
Oh yeah, I hate so much stuff. Before. Yeah.
But it's, the thing is, like, I don't think they're out there like trying to be disruptive. I think Charlie like blew up on, I'm not saying she's not talented. Like, she got to where she is for having yeah. an it factor because she has the following that she does. But I do think, like, I think she even says it in the show that I wasn't out here seeking to be famous or choosing this yeah. life. And then once it blows from zero to a million or 100 so quickly, it, like, this team piles on so fast. And then, yeah, she's probably signed all these contracts with brands. And it's like, she can't back out at this point. So now it's
exactly
figuring out how to navigate it best for her and her family. So I wish them the best. I probably will go back yeah. and finish the show. And yeah, it sucks that so many people just hate on them.
I do think the show is having a positive effect for them because, you know, I spend most of my time on TikTok when I'm not watching the Jade team on multiple occasions. So right. a lot of people on TikTok are starting to like kind of realize that sending abusive, hateful messages to a 16-year-old because she's dancing by herself in her room might not be a great use of their time.
Wow. I mean, great. That's
so that's
amazing.
Kinda nice.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah.
And I definitely by no means think that it's ever worth it to try and change somebody outside of yourself. But if sharing your truth can help bring empathy to the world, I think that's a really beautiful thing. And so I think it's actually commendable that these girls were so open and honest with their meltdowns because, like, I wouldn't be and I'm not. You know what I mean? Yeah. I hide in my room when I'm having an anxiety attack. I'm not posting it. So the fact that Dixie did have the audacity to do that, I think that was really brave. And I'm yeah. an asshole, so.
No, good for them. And I mean, I yeah. hope they're happy. I hope they can find a way to continue to be happy. On TikTok stardom. Did you watch He's All That? We need to be careful about what we say after just all of that conversation, Elizabeth Gordon.
I mean, yeah, I did see He's All That. Yes, I did. I did see that film.
Personally didn't finish it. But I'm not a hater. Like, I think good for Addison Rae.
I finished it. I definitely, you know, I've always thought Addison Rae was cute as a fucking button.
I like Addison Rae.
That scene where she throws that scene where she throws horse shit at the guy. I was like, who the fuck? She does it like super cutesy too, like, bleh, and there's a sound effect of horse shit hitting the fucking love interest, and it's like, this is a bonding moment.
I mean, so much of that is production and direction, though, and the script.
No,
production,
I'm not blaming Addison Rae. I'm saying the whole movie is almost a farce. Like, I don't know.
I just think Netflix got what they wanted with that movie, which was I can't even imagine the numbers of people clicking on that movie. Even if people didn't finish
the movie. Oh, I'm
sure
there's going to be multiples.
I can't, like, it was a success. That's all, like, yeah. No matter how many people loved it or didn't love it, I would say full-blown success, make a sequel, good for everyone involved.
I don't even think they needed clicks to turn a profit because every fucking frame was product placement.
Right. Well, they did buy it. I saw that Netflix bought it from Miramax for $20 million. So they needed to make their money somehow. And I'm sure Addison also got a huge payday. And I'm just not about like hating on Addison because she got too famous. I feel like a lot of people just hate on her because like they propelled her to a level of success that now they've decided is like they don't obnoxious. Like her that successful. Yeah. So I just think
who
like good for
cares?
Her.
Yeah.
Keep cashing those checks, Addison Rae. You look great. You're having a good time.
I love Addison's glow up, quite frankly. I was looking at some of her older TikToks where her hair was all one length.
Mm-hmm.
And I will come out and say, like, the reason I have curtain bangs today is Addison Rae. I'm growing my hair out because I want to have those layers like her. And I dyed my hair to look like Charlie. So I'm the 30-year-old bitch sitting at home wishing I was these girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see that? Oh, I got a humble brag.
Okay. I'm ready.
Did you notice that I texted you within 10 minutes of Cardi B having a baby?
I don't know. Like, sometimes you text me in clumps, and, like, maybe that was one. I don't think we had a conversation about it, even if you did text me about it.
I texted you Cardi B had a baby before there were any news outlets reporting on it, because when I Googled it, there was nothing, and then I looked at her Instagram and realized she had only posted it 10 minutes previous. So, I might retract my statement and say, perhaps people do come to the SIP for their news.
Well, too late. I mean, that was like, how long ago did this happen? You need like get a
right,
Twitter account.
Right, but
where you can
the
time stamp
of the timestamp of the text is important.
Well, congratulations. What's the name? To Cardi B, not to you.
I don't think we know the name of the baby yet, but
really? Then how do you know there's the baby?
Because she posted a picture of it on Instagram, and then Offset posted a picture with the caption "Chapter 5." Let's
he has
see.
Five. This Cardi. Is his fifth.
Second this is his fifth, yeah.
Second with Cardi?
Yeah, and Cardi just posted 9/4/21, which is the date of the birth, with a dinosaur, aww, a blue heart, and a little teddy bear. And the crazy fucking thing is that this bitch has a Louis Vuitton hospital blanket.
Of course she does. I mean, she's Cardi B. What else would you expect?
She's wild.
Of course. All right. Well, with that, I think that's all we have for you this week. It was quite the journey. I'm going to have to see.
It was a bumpy ass ride. Like, I couldn't see you a majority of the time.
Can we just do this in person?
Look into the webcam.
We've just got to do this as often as possible in person.
We should book. Yeah, let's book my flights the second we get off the phone.
All right, you guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode for whatever it turned out to be. We love you so much. If you want to follow us on social media, we're at The Sip Official, or we're also on there personally. We have new podcast episodes every single Wednesday. Tell your mom, tell your brother, tell your dog, tell all of your friends. We appreciate you guys so much, and thank you for watching. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
And that's
The Sip.
We're not in unison,
we can't even
are we?
Do, yeah.
No.
We can't
God,
even
see,
do anything together. I gotta
this is
go.
Bad. Bye.
I have to pee so bad. Okay.
We'll stop
bye.
Recording, but let's chat.